we welcome Joe Emanuel to the program, former mayor of Amsterdam, chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party, and recently announced candidate for mayor of Amsterdam. Good morning, Joe Emanuel.
Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Question is, you didn't run for re-election when you were mayor. Why didn't you then, and why are you now?
Well, Bob, things are a little bit different this time around. I have a retirement that's pending this next June of 2012. And knowing that I've been encouraged by several people, family members, to get back involved in the support of Senator Farley and Assemblyman Amador, have really sort of inspired me and put that fire back in my gut to get back involved in local politics.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because that probably has been covered. But it did seem to me that one of the hurdles you were constantly facing when you were mayor is that in your campaign, and you did donate your salary, and I think it ended up going to the library, a good portion of your salary, but you still taught school. And the criticism was that you was like a house divided, that you weren't able to give the full attention to City Hall.
Well, I don't see that as an issue, Bob. I thought that during my administration we did a very solid job with what we had to work with. The department heads really understood the situations that we were in, and we tried to implement plans to get us to the point where what the future is going to give us, and what's our future looking like. And that's my biggest concern right now is you know, where is the city of Amsterdam going? And one of the main concerns is that 3% tax cap that was should have even been brought to the table. Let alone the thought of trying to undo what the people wanted done during that referendum.
Okay, and we do want to return to that, but just back to the teacher issue for a while. I mean, you're teaching now, but you're, you know, if elected, I mean, you'll retire kind of early on in your term from teaching?
Like I said, Bob, with my pending retirement is June of 2012, so there will be an overlap of the first 6 months. At this point, that's the way it's going to be planned out.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the tax cap. This is the action that happened last night. I noted that you came out with a statement applauding the council action. Your presumed opponent, or one of your presumed opponents, the incumbent mayor, Ann Thain, had been a supporter of using increased water revenue to balance the city budget. I mean, this is a commodity that the city of Amsterdam has. Why isn't that a good idea?
Oh, the idea of marketing our water has been one of my main points during my aldermanic years as first ward alderman for 6 years and as mayor. Marketing our water and expressing the fact that outlying towns and even cities, when I even visited Saratoga to try to solve the issue of their problem with the lake versus the Hudson River situation with their water problem. I went there and tried to market and sell our water to Saratoga. So, yes, we can continue, and we should be continuing to market our water because we have an ample supply. And it is a commodity that a lot of the municipalities do not have. So, you know, continuing to market it is a strong point.
Mm-hmm. But you did object to the large increase, which would have violated the tax increase cap that the voters had approved.
Exactly, Bob. We're hearing and we're seeing that the people are more involved in their government. And, the institution of a 3% tax cap on all user fees and on property taxes was lauded by a lot of municipalities and a lot of people that I've been in contact with throughout my my years as being in politics and as the chairman of this party. You know, people are very impressed with the fact that we're taking a stance on trying to stop the bleeding with the high rate of taxes. We're seeing what's happening in the state. Our governor, Andrew Cuomo, he's promoting a property tax cap. We're also seeing huge increases in our school budget, 16%, and I'm so glad that was voted down. You're looking at the news today in the newspaper regarding the county budget and the ominous picture that is being portrayed by what's happening in the county. So, you know, this 3% tax cap, at least the city during my administration took a stance on taxes.
Now, I note that the recorder, in covering the fact that you applauded the Common Council, did make mention that you did not say what they should do. Talking to the Mayor Ann Thain today, she talked about, you know, they've got to now ask for more cuts from department heads. What do you think? I mean, do you have a, if you were mayor or on the council today, what would you propose be a cut from the city budget?
Well, first, Bob, the whole process of the budget committee, the job should have been to get the department heads to come in and let the department heads reconfigure and retool and reshape their departments. They know that the cuts that have to be made, and that could be made. We need to have departments be more efficient and more effective. We have a financial crisis all around this country, let alone in our little little town of Amsterdam, our city of Amsterdam, but you know, it's the department heads that have to come to the city fathers and mothers and say, it's time for us to retool and reconfigure what we're doing. You can't keep doing business as usual and expect the declining revenue sources, which we know about, and the increase of different mandates and different costs, pension costs, insurance costs. We don't have enough money. We're not getting the money that we normally have to continue business as usual. And I think that the 5% ask, I know the aldermen have asked the department heads to come back to their budget with a 5% decrease. I mean, we're at the midnight hour, and it just seems like, you know, that now they're going to be scurrying around and trying to put together another budget with only weeks to go. You know, this 3% cap, put that, you know, let that message be known that, you know, we can't do business as usual anymore. We have to stop the spending. We cannot keep spending money on things that we just can't afford anymore. It's just like in your own home. So, you know, the people are faced with this this dilemma, and, you know, we just can't afford it anymore, bottom line.
Would you agree to cuts in the police and fire departments, the public safety?
Well, see, I'm not involved in the process, Bob, but I would wholeheartedly think that we need to do business in the public safety, the Department of Public Works, and all the departments that we have. We need to do things differently. We need to put a plan together. We need to shape a plan that would make us more efficient and more effective and also less costly. So, yes, there are ideas that we could investigate and we can search, you know, ask other municipalities how they handle their situations. But not being in the process from day one, Bob, as a sitting budget review committee member, I can't specifically target one department over another at this point.
And a political question, if I could, and we asked Mayor Thain a political question that came in. Her city attorney, Gerard DeCusadas, has become controversial, and the question was, well, should he be replaced? And she said, well, you know, we're still working on the budget and so forth. When you were in, the city attorney also was controversial. Would you consider having the same city attorney as you did the last time, Bob Going?
Well, at this point, I have not even, well, I've spoken to a couple attorneys. I haven't come up with a definitive attorney for my administration. If I win, there is still time. Although I think Bob Going is a very intelligent man. He's a personal friend. And, but he is right now, I haven't spoken to Bob about that idea. And I have been speaking with other people about the opportunities, and that will all come out in the months ahead, Bob.
Well, anything you want to say? I know you got to go back to school. Anything you'd like to leave with the people?
Well, I'm glad that the Common Council decided not to vote for that repealing of the 3% cap. But what also is very important that the people should know, it should have never came to that. That was wasteful energy. A lot of people wasted a lot of negative energy on something that should not have happened in the beginning, you know, when the people voted in 2004, they should have respected that vote, and that should never have come to light. And I'm kind of disappointed that the whole process hinged about, oh, let's repeal something that the people so adamantly came out to vote for. And that's a disrespect to the people. You know, voting is an important right in this country, and it was complete disrespect to try to overturn the vote of the people. So that really upset me, and that sort of got me charged up in my deliberations of announcing for mayor.
Well, Joseph Emmanuel, I thank you very much for joining us today. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care.